saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way. When outlaws ruled the West and fear filled the land, a cry went up for a man with guts to take the West in hand. They needed a man who was brave and true, with justice for all as his aim. Then out of the sun rode a man with a gun, and Bart was his name. Yes, Bart was his name. He rode a blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night.
You'd think it was 120 degrees. Can't be more than 114. Dock that chink a day's pay for napping on the job.
Yes, sir.
Now, come on, boys. Where's your spirit? I don't hear no singing. When you were slaves, you sang like birds. Come on, how about a good old nigger work song?
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a belt out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine.
Hold it, hold it! What the hell is that shit? I'm in a song. A real song. Something like Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Swing Low, Chariot, brother.
Don't know that one, huh? Well, how about Decamp Town Ladies?
Decamp Town Ladies.
Decamp Town Ladies.
Oh, you know. Decamp Town Ladies, sing this song. Doo-dah, doo-dah. Decamp Town Racetrack, 5 miles long. All the doo-dah day.
Wide, wide world of sports is going on here. I had you people try to get a little track lead, not to jump around like a bunch of Kansas City faggots.
Sorry, Mr. Taylor. I guess we kind of got caught up.
Listen, dummy. The surveyors say they may have run into some quicksand up ahead. Better check it out.
Okay, I'll send down a team of horses to check out the ground.
Horses? Why, we can't afford to lose no horses, you dummy. Send over a couple of niggers.
Okay, Mr. Tiger. You and you.
Sir. Sir, he specifically requested two niggers. Well, to tell a family secret, my grandmother was a Dutch.
Get on that hand car and take it down at the end of that line.
Just trying to help you out.
Get!
I knew your grandma was Dutch.
Oh, the camp town ladies sing this song. Doo-dah, doo-dah. Camp town racetrack 5 miles long. Oh, doo-dah day. Going to run all night. Going to run all day. I'll wager my money on the bobtail nags. Somebody bet on the bay.
But?
What?
Am I wrong? Or is the world rising?
I don't know, but whatever it is, I hate it.
Hey, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that's not exactly water,
mm-hmm.
and it ain't exactly earth?
Quicksand! Oh, shit. Quicksand.
Ah, dang, now we are in trouble.
They in trouble.
Lyle! Get your rope back. Get over there, quick!
Right, Mr. Taggart. Get it,
Charlie! Dang, that was lucky. Doggone near lost a $400 handcart. Yeah, we can take it right off to the, just a little bit to the left of that hill over yonder. And...
Well, we're going to die, Bud. They're going to leave us here to die.
Take it easy, Charlie. My foot's on the rail.
Oh. And then maybe down that canyon. I think it's pretty level off there. Can't swing back to the right because of that hill there. That looks like the way we'll have to go from here.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, we'll put her right down through over that ridge.
Good.
Come on. Well, boys, the break's over. Don't just lay there getting a suntan. Ain't gonna do you no good no how. Here, take that shovel and put her to some good use. Come on, Al. Get on, boy. Come on.
What?
Don't do that, man.
Uh-uh, baby.
Bob, don't do that.
I have to.
Send a wire to the main office and tell him that I said... Ow!
Send a wire, main office, tell him I said... Ow! Gotcha.
And right here, Mr. Lamar, is where we run into the quicksand.
Quicksand. Splendid.
And so the railroad has got to go through Rock Ridge.
Rock Ridge, splendid.
Yes, sir. Rock Ridge.
Be still, Taggart, be still.
Yes, sir.
My mind is aglow with whirling, transient nodes of thought, careening through a cosmic vapor of invention.
Ditto?
Ditto, you provincial putz?
I'm sorry, sir.
Plan. Need a plan.
What the hell was that?
Bert!
Boris, we can't hear ourselves think.
How sorry, your worship. But I've got 2 men at home, sick with the flu. And it's utter chaos down here. I'll try to keep it quiet as possible. But as you can see, this one is a doozy.
Yes, the Dr. Gillespie killings. Well, do your best.
Now let's see. Where were we?
Oh, Rock Ridge.
Yes, when that railroad goes through Rock Ridge, that land will be worth millions. And I want it. I want that land so badly. I can taste it. The
There must be a way.
Clumsy fool.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. There might be a legal precedent. Of course. Land snatching. Let's see. Land. Sea snatch. Ah. Haley versus United States. Haley 7, United States nothing. You see, it can be done. It can be done. Unfortunately, there is one thing that stands between me and that property. The rightful owners. There must be some way of scaring them off, driving them out, getting rid of every human being alive. It's down the hall and to the left.
No, sir.
What?
Sir?
What?
I got it.
You do? What? What? What?
I know how we can run everybody out of Rock Ridge.
How?
We'll kill the firstborn male child in every household.
Too Jewish. Let's see.
I got it! I got it!
What?
We'll work up a number 6 on him.
Number 6? I'm afraid I'm not familiar with that one.
Well, that's where we go riding into town. A whopping and a whopping. Every living thing that moves within an inch of its life. Except the women folks, of course.
You spare the women?
No, we rape the shit out of them at the number 6 dance later on.
Marvelous. That's so creative.
Ow!
Why, Taggart, you've been hurt.
Oh, that uppity nigger went and hit me on the head with a shovel. I'd sure appreciate it, sir, if you could find it in your heart to hang him up by his neck until he was dead. Got him locked up downstairs.
Consider it done, stout fellow. Boris!
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I've got a special. When can you work him in?
I couldn't possibly sneak him in until Monday, sir. I'm booked solid.
Monday. Splendid. Ta-da.
Oh, thank you, sir. And don't you worry. Why, we'll make Rock Ridge think it's a chicken that got caught in a tractor's nuts.
Splendid! That's all right. Shh, it's all right, Taggart. Just a man and a horse being hung out there. Shh. Do, 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 do.
It was a peaceful town called Rock Ridge, where people lived in harmony. They never had no kind of trouble. There was no hint of misery. The town saloon was always lively, but never nasty or obscene. Behind the bar stood Angel Johnson. He always kept things nice and clean. And all at once the trouble started. A pack of murderers and thieves. Like swarms of locusts they descended. They're in to make the town complete.
Now, I don't have to tell you, good folks, what has been happening here in our beloved little town. Sheriff murdered, crops burned, stores looted, people stampeded, and cattle raped. Now the time has come to act, and act fast. I'm leaving.
He'll get back here, you fast, silly sight winder. In no way that nobody is gonna leave this town. Hell, I was born here, and I was raised here, and that gun I'm gonna die here. And no sidewinding, bushwhacking, horn-swoggling, crocker-crocker is gonna rattle my precious cutter.
Now, who can argue with that?
Rabbit!
I think we're all indebted to Gabby Johnson for clearly stating what needed to be said. I'm particularly glad that these lovely children are here today to hear that speech. Not only was it authentic frontier gibberish, it expressed a courage little seen in this day and age. What are we made of? Our fathers came across the prairie, fought Indians, fought drought, fought locusts, fought Dix. Remember when Richard Dix came in here and tried to take over this town? Well, we didn't give up then. And by gum, we're not going to give up now.
Rabbit.
Rabbit. Olson Johnson is right.
What kind of people are we anyhow? I say we stay and fight it out.
Rabbit.
Dr. Samuel Johnson's right about Olson Johnson's being right. And I'm not giving up my ice cream parlor that I built with these two hands for nothing or nobody.
Howard Johnson is right.
Thank you, man.
Rabbit!
Well, if we're going to stay, I think it's a big mistake. We're going to need us a new sheriff. Now, who's it going to be?
Why don't we wire the governor to send us a sheriff? Why should we get our own men killed?
Howard Johnson is right. We'll wire the governor.
Rabbit!
Then let us pray for the deliverance of our new sheriff. Will the congregation please rise? I shall now read from the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Duck.
Governor, may I disturb you for a moment, sir?
What is it?
If you will just sign this, Governor, right here.
Yes. What the hell is it?
Well, under the provisions of this bill, we would snatch 200,000 acres of Indian territory, which we have deemed unsafe for their use at this time. They're such children.
200,000 acres? 200,000 acres? What'll it cost, man? What'll it cost?
A box of these.
Are you crazy? They'll never go for it. And then again, they might. Little red devils. They love toys. May I try one?
Please do, sir.
Thank you. These things are defective.
Right as usual, sir.
Sure.
Just sign this, sir, right here.
Okay, give us a hand here.
All right, sir.
Work. Hello, boys. Have a good night's rest. I missed you.
Just one more bill for you to sign, sir.
What the hell is this?
This is the bill that will convert the State Hospital for the Insane into the William J. LePetitmane Memorial Gambling Casino for the Insane.
Gentlemen, this bill will be a giant step forward in the treatment of the insane gambler.
Yes, Pavel.
Thank you, Hetty. Thank you.
It's not Hetty, it's Hedley. Hedley Lamar.
The hell are you worried about? This is 1874. You'll be able to sue her.
Just sign right here, sir.
Thank you very much. All right, help me in with this.
Just think of your secretary.
That's a very good suggestion.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Okay, is that it? Anything else?
Just this urgent telegram for Rockridge. That arrived last Friday.
Last Friday? Read it. You wild bitch.
Sheriff murdered. Church meeting bombed. Reign of terror must cease. Send your sheriff immediately.
Holy underwear! Sheriff murdered? Innocent women and children blow up the Brits? We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Immediately, immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Give the governor a harumph.
Harumph.
You watch your ass.
Gentlemen, please rest your sphincters.
Well put.
Thank you very much, sir. As Attorney General, I can assure you that a suitable sheriff will be found to restore the peace in Rock Ridge. Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Here, play around with this for a while.
Oh, thank you, Hedy.
No, it's Headley.
It is? Why don't you give these out to some of the boys in lieu of pay? Here you go. Frankie, Johnny, Patsy, Kelly. And one for Miss Stein, my beloved secretary. Play with these boys in lieu of that other thing. This friggin' thing is warped. Why do we always get a warped one?
A sheriff. But law and order is the last thing I want. Wait a minute. Maybe I could turn this thing into my advantage. If I could find a sheriff who so offends the citizens of Rock Ridge that his very appearance would drive them out of town. Where would I find such a man? Why am I asking you?
Oh, welcome to Hanging House. Not to worry. Everyone is equal in my eye.
Oh, not my ear. Not in my ear. Oh, not in the ear. Not in the ear.
Sir! Governor!
Yes?
Official business, sir.
Is it important?
It's very crucial.
Be with you in a minute. Throw something on and stay in that position. Oh, sorry, gentlemen. Forgive me, I was just walking the parapet. Yeah, taking a look around. What can I do for you?
Governor, as per your instructions, I'd like you to meet the new sheriff of Rock Ridge.
I'd be delighted. Wow! I've got to talk to you. Come here. Have you gone berserk? Can't you see that that man is a nit? Wrong person, forgive me. No offense intended. Have you gone berserk? Can't you see that that man is a nit?
Don't worry, sir.
Well, Headley, I've always trusted your judgment before, but haven't you taken a giant leap away from your good senses?
Please, don't fly off the handle, sir. I am about to make you an historic figure. Maybe even get you a cabinet post.
A cabinet post?
Yes.
Did you say that?
I said that.
Wonderful.
Yes, the first man ever to appoint a black sheriff. Just think, sir. Washington, Jefferson,
Lincoln.
Lieutenant me! Sir, you have the seeds of greatness in you. Nourish them. Bless them. Pour water on them. Don't shortchange yourself, sir.
It'll never work. It'll never work. They'll kill him dead one day.
One day is all we'll need to secure your name in the annals of Western history and to get for you a nomination for...
Dare I say?
Dare.
The presidency!
Oh.
Hail to the chief! Hail to the chief! Rum dum ta rum dum ta da 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 da.
Rum dum ti da rum ti rum ta rum ta da. Who was a score and 7 years ago, our forefathers brought forth on this.
Bill, are you coming back?
In a moment, dear. Gentlemen, affairs of state must take precedent over the affairs of state.
Yes, of course, sir. We understand.
Will you make all the arrangements?
I will make all the arrangements.
Especially the funeral. good luck, boys. Wonderful working with you. Good luck.
We'll be right back.
get those flags up. You'll be here soon.
Hey! I just got a telegram from the governor's office. The sheriff will be here at noon.
Noon? I better rehearse my speech. As honorary chairman of the welcoming committee, it is my privilege to extend to you a laurel and hearty handshake.
Wonderful.
Lovely.
Excellent.
Hey, Gabby, can you see him yet?
The car's coming.
Ring out the church bells.
Rack up the band.
The sheriff is on this.
What'd he say? The sheriff is near.
No, God bless it, dang woman. The sheriff is on this.
As chairman of the welcoming committee, it is my privilege to extend a laurel and hearty handshake to our new nigger.
Excuse me while I whip this out. By the power vested in me by the Honorable William J. LaPetimane,
I hereby assume the duties of the office of sheriff in and for the township of Rockridge.
Gentlemen, let us not allow anger to rule the day. As your spiritual leader, I implore you to pay heed to this good book and what it has to say. Son, you're on your own.
Hold it. The next man makes a move, the nigger gets it.
Hold it, man. He's not bluffing.
Listen to him, man. He's just crazy enough to do it.
Rob it. Or I swear I'll blow this nigger's head all over this town.
Oh, Lordy Lord, he's desperate. Do what he say. Do what he say.
Isn't anybody going to help that poor man?
Hush, Harriet. That's a sure way to get him killed.
Oh, help me. Help me. Help me. Somebody help me. Help me. Help me. Help me.
Shut up.
Oh, baby. You are so talented. And they are so dumb.
You know, Nietzsche says, out of chaos comes order.
Oh, blow it out your ass, Howard.
Now, everyone be quiet. Whilst we listen to Harriet Van Johnson, our esteemed schoolmarm, as she reads a telegram that she herself has composed to the governor, expressing our feelings about the new sheriff.
To the Honorable William J. LaPetimane, Governor.
Here you go.
For
forgive me. I'm not used to public speaking. We, God-fearing citizens of Rock Ridge, wish to express our extreme displeasure with your choice of sheriff. Please remove him immediately. The fact that you have sent him here just goes to prove that you are the leading asshole in the state.
Town ladies, sing this song, doo-dar, doo-dar. The Camp Town racetrack, 5 miles long, oh, the doo-dar day.
Drunk and number two must be awake.
Are we awake?
We're not sure. Are we black?
Yes, we are.
Then we're awake, but we're very puzzled. I think I'd better straighten myself out.
Need any help?
Oh, all I can get.
Oh. Thanks. That's okay. Sit down, will you? Hey, maybe you should eat something first.
No, thanks. Food makes me sick.
Man drink like that and he don't eat, he is going to die.
When?
What's your name?
Well, my name is Tim, but most people call me Jim.
Okay, Jim, since you are my guest and I am your host, what are your pleasures? What do you like to do?
Oh, I don't know. Play chess. Screw.
Well, let's play chess. Checkmate.
What?
Checkmate.
Well, you devious son of a bitch. Happy days.
Man, why you do that to yourself?
Oh, you don't really want to know that.
I do.
Well, if you must pry.
I must.
I don't know if you ever heard of me before, but I used to be called the Waco Kid.
The Waco Kid. He had the fastest hands in the West.
In the world.
Well, if you're the kid, then show me something.
Oh, well, maybe a couple of years ago I could have shown you something, but today, look at that.
Steady as a rock.
Yeah, but I shoot with this hand.
See, I knew you wasn't no Waco kid. You was just pulling my lariat.
Oh, dearie, dear. Well... okay. See that cane?
Yeah.
Put your hands on both sides of it. Now, when I say go, you try to grab it first.
Man, that's no contest. You're a mile away.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, when you hear the word go, you just try to grab it. Ready?
Ready.
You looking for this?
Well, raise my rent. You are the kid.
Was. Yeah, I was the kid.
Well, what happened?
Oh, well, it got so that every pissant prairie punk who thought he could shoot a gun would ride into town to try out the Waco Kid. I must have killed more men than Cecil B. DeMille. Got pretty gritty. I started to hear the word draw in my sleep. Then one day, I was just walking down the street, and I heard a voice behind me say, "Reach for it, mister." And I spun around, and there I was, face to face, with a 6-year-old kid. Well, I just threw my guns down and walked away. Little bastard shot me in the ass. So I limped to the nearest saloon, crawled inside a whiskey bottle, and I've been there ever since.
Have a drink.
Thanks. Anyway, that's all ancient history. Now you tell me your story. What's a dazzling urbanite like you doing in a rustic setting like this?
If you really must pry.
Oh, I must. I must.
Well, back in 56, my folks and I were part of this long wagon train moving west.
Well, not exactly part of it. You might say we was bringing up the rear.
When suddenly, from out of the west, came the entire Sioux Nation.
And let me tell you, baby, they was open for business. Actually, the white folks didn't let us travel in their circle, so we made our own.
Schwarzes. Na, seid nicht mehr Sugar. Laws im Gain! Kappa Walk, it's all right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Abiges in. Take off. Has the gesehen in deine Leben? They darker than us. Woof.
And the rest is history. Impressed? Always like to keep my audience riveted.
Oh,
Mr. Taggart.
I'd say you've had enough. I understand there's a new sheriff in town. Who wants the kitty?
Mr. Taggart. Why don't we give him to Mongo?
Holy shit, that's too true. I mean, that is an E-Nuke idea.
It's me, Tiger. Your old boss. Here, smell. Smell, boss.
Yeah,
that's a good Mongo. That's a good Mongo. Yeah. Hey, how about it? How'd you like to mutilate that new sheriff?
All right.
Here, have a cigar.
Oh, by the way, I got a note this morning.
From who?
Well, I'm not sure. It was addressed to the Deputy Spade.
Well, once I establish myself in this here town, Deputy Spade might turn out to be a groovy position. Here.
Listen, Bart.
I want you to do me a favor. I don't want you going out there this morning. You can't win these people over no matter what you do. They're just not going to accept you.
I'm glad those fingers ain't loaded.
Whew. Just like old times. Like I told you, once you establish yourself, they got to accept you. Catch you later.
Good luck.
Good morning, ma'am. And isn't it a lovely morning?
Up yours, nigger.
What did you expect? Welcome, Sonny. Make yourself at home. Marry my daughter. You've got to remember that these are just simple farmers. These are people of the land. The common clay of the New West. You know. Morons.
What the hell is that?
Mongo! Santa Maria!
I'm leaving it. If any one of you friends and neighbors kind of gather around and...
Holy shit!
They say that now, in Paris, France, even as we speak, Louis Pasteur has devised a new vaccine that will obliterate anthrax once and for all.
Hey, you can't park that animal over there. It's illegal.
Think of it, gentlemen. Hoof and mouth disease, a thing of the past.
Never
Never mind that shit. Here comes Mungo.
Oh. Cutting you.
I don't know what it is.
Sheriff, Mungo's back. Sheriff, Mungo's back. He's breaking up the whole town. You've got to help us, please.
Did you hear that? Now it's please. This morning I couldn't get the time of day. Who is this Mungo anyway?
Well, Mungo ain't exactly a who. He's more of a what.
What he said.
Well, now, I don't know.
Oh, thank you, Sheriff. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. The fool's going to... I mean, the sheriff's going to do it!
No, no, don't do that. Don't do that. If you shoot him, you'll just make him mad.
Further down, to the right.
You know, I thought sure that Mungo would just mash him up into little bitty sheriff meatballs. I just don't understand it.
Be still, Taggart.
Yes, sir.
My mind is a raging torrent, flooded with rivulets of thought cascading into a waterfall of creative alternatives.
God darn it, Mr. Lamar. You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
Shit kicker. Wait a minute. That's it? Of course. And it'll work.
You bet it will. What'll work?
Elementary, cactus head. The beast has failed. And when the beast fails, it's time to call in beauty.
Beauty?
Yes, of course. She's never failed me before. She'll turn him into jelly. She'll bring him to his knees. Where's my froggy? Where's my froggy?
Oh, I didn't see it want to come in.
Well, look, damn your eyes. Look for it. Good.
Sorry, sir.
Hurry. Find it. Get it. Get it. Will you look around?
Oh, where is it?
For heaven's sake. Give it to me. Hurry. Quick, Jagger. Quick. That was a close one. Daddy loves froggy. Froggy love daddy? Ribbit. Ribbit.
Don't know how you did it.
He was nothing. The bitch was inventing the candy gram. And they probably won't give me credit for it.
Good evening, Sheriff.
Good evening.
Sorry about the up yours, nigger. I hope this apple pie will in some small way say thank you for your ingenuity and courage in defeating that horrible Mongol.
Well, thank you. Much obliged. Good night.
Of course, you have the good taste not to mention that I spoke to you.
Of course.
Thank you.
Hey.
I'm rapidly becoming a big underground success in this town.
Gee, in another 25 years, they'll be able to shake their hands in broad daylight.
Well, I ain't gonna hold my breath for it, bro.
Come on, I don't want to be late. That Lily von Stupp is opening tonight.
Lily von who?
Stupp.
Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome, come on in.
Lily.
Hedley.
It's Hedley. For you, my dear.
Oh, how ordinary.
Oh, Lily. Lily, 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 legs, Lily, Lily. I cannot find the words to truly express my joy at the rekindling of our association.
Bullshit. What's the job?
I love it when you talk dirty.
Come on, Lamar. Let's get down to brass tacks. What do you want me to do?
I want you to seduce and abandon the sheriff of Rock Ridge. Do you think you can do it?
Ha, ha, ha. A space mark, a herring.
Oh, Lily, you're magnificent. Kiss me.
What girl you all been waiting for? Buffleberry and Bombshell herself. Let's hear it for Lily von Stuck.
Here I stand, the goddess of desire. Set men on fire. I have this power. Morning, noon, and night, it's drink and dancing. Some quick romancing, and then a shower. Stage door Johnny's constantly surround me. They always hound me with one request. Who can satisfy their lustful habits? I'm not a rabbit. I need some rest. I'm tired, sick and tired of love. I've had my fill of love from below and above. Tired, tired of being admired. Tired of love uninspired. Let's face it, I'm tired. I've been with thousands of men again and again. They promise the moon. They're always coming and going and going and coming. And always too soon. I say, I'm tired. Ain't it a crying shame? I'm so tired.
God damn it, I'm exhausted.
Hello, cowboy. What's your name?
Tex, ma'am.
Tex, ma'am. Tell me, Tex, ma'am, are you in show business?
No.
Well, then why don't you get your friggin' beat up? Is that a 10-gallon hat, or are you just enjoying the show? Shame.
scooped.
I've been with thousands of men, again and again. They sing the same tune. They start with Byron and Shelley, then jump on your belly and bust your balloon. It. Everything below the waist is kaput.
See you alone in my dressing room right after the show.
Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome, come on in.
Wie geht's, meine Schatzi?
Far out.
For you.
Oh, a red rose. How romantic. Have a seat, Sheriff. Won't you excuse me for a moment while I slip into something a little bit more comfortable?
Bitte, baby.
Oh. Why don't you, loosen your bullets. Ah, I feel refreshed. Isn't it bright in here? There. Isn't that better? Pardon me, I'll be back in a moment. God damn it.
How's it going?
It's like wet sauerkraut in my hands. By morning, he will be my slave.
Splendid. Oh, just let me have a little feel.
Here. Where were we? Where are you? Oh, oh yes. Let me sit down next to you. Tell me, Shotzi. Is it true what they say about the way you people are gifted? Oh, it's true. It's true. It's true. It's true. Would you care for another Schnitzelgruben?
No, thank you. 15 is my limit on Schnitzelgruben.
Well, then, how about a little,
Baby, please. I am not from Havana. Excuse me, honey. Besides, I'm late for work. I got some heavy chores to do.
Will I see you later?
Well, it all depends on how much vitamin E I can get my hands on.
Nein, bitte, no, you mustn't go. I need you. I never met nobody like you. I can't live without you. Du hast gemacht mein entire Leben.
Please, you're making a German spectacle of yourself. I'll be the same, baby.
Do. Oh, what a nice guy.
Oh, dear. Look what the cat dragged in.
What's happening in the clean world?
Oh, bad news. I got a writ here for Mongo's release signed by Hedley Lamarr himself.
Hedley Lamarr? Why would a dude like Hedley Lamarr care about Mongo?
It got me.
It's legal. Oh, them snitching groovers can wipe you out.
Wake up time!
Okay, Mongo. You're free to go.
Mongo no go.
Oh, come on, Mongo. You're a free man.
Mongo stay with Sheriff Bart. Sheriff First Man ever whipped Mongo. Mongo impressed. Have deep feelings for Sheriff Bart.
Oh, you better watch out, big fella. I think Mongo has taken a little fancy to you.
Oh, Mongo stray.
Listen, Mongo, maybe you know. Why is a high roller like Hedley Lamarr interested in Rock Ridge?
Don't know. Got to do with where Choo-Choo go.
Mongo, why would Hedley Lamarr care about where the Choo-Choo go?
Don't know. Mongo only pawn in game of life.
Choo-Choo. I think this might be a good time to mosey out where they're building on the railroad and maybe do a little snooping.
That star. Ooh-wee. Civil service.
Come on, all right. Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Wait a minute. Back off, Scamp. You are addressing the duly appointed sheriff of Rock Ridge.
Rock Ridge? Hey, the railroad's going through there.
And mess up the brother's mind!
Well, holy mother of pearl. It's that nigger that wouldn't hit me on the head with a shovel. Now, what the hell do you think you're doing with that 10-star, boy?
Watch that boy shit, redneck. You talking to the sheriff of Rock Ridge.
Well, now, if that don't beat all, here we take the good time and trouble to slaughter every last Indian in the West, and for what? So then you appoint a sheriff that's blacker than any Indian. I am depressed.
Excuse me, Mr. Taggart, sir, but I sure do hate to see you like this. What if me and the boys was to shoot that nigger dead? Would that pep you up some?
That might help.
All right, boys. On a count of three.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Don't pay no attention to that, Alky. He can't even hold a gun, much less shoot it. Like I said, on a count of three. One. Two. Three.
Well, don't just sit there looking stupid, grasping your hands in pain. How about a little applause for the Waco kid?
All right. I'm through being Mr. Goodbar. The time has come to act, and act quickly. All of my plans have backfired. Instead of the people leaving, they're staying in droves.
Why don't you admit it? He's too much of a man for you, I know. You're gonna need an army to beat him. You're finished. Fertig. Verfallen. Verlumped. Verblunged. Verkackt. Verfahren. Of England.
You're Teutonic twat. I must think. Wait a minute. She said army. Of course. An army of the worst dregs ever to soil the face of the West. Taggart!
Yes, sir?
I've decided to launch an attack that will reduce Rock Ridge to ashes.
What do you want me to do, sir?
I want you to round up every vicious criminal and gunslinger in the West. Take this down. I want rustlers, cutthroats, murderers, bounty hunters, desperados, mugs, pugs, thugs, nitwits, halfwits, dimwits, vipers, snipers, con men, Indian agents, Mexican bandits, muggers, buggerers, bushwhackers, hornswagglers, horse thieves, bull dykes, train robbers, bank robbers, ass kickers, shit kickers, and Methodists!
Could you repeat that, sir?
Where's everybody going?
Read this.
Well, can't you see that's the last act of a desperate man?
We don't care if it's the first act of Henry V. We're leaving.
Now, wait a minute. Wait just one doggone minute here. Just give me 24 hours to come up with a brilliant idea to save our town. Just 24 hours. That's all I ask.
No!
You do it for Randolph Scott.
All right, Sheriff. 24 hours.
Qualifications.
Rape, murder, arson, and rape.
You said rape twice.
I like rape.
You do.
Charming. Sign right here. Very good. Badge.
Next!
Qualifications?
Arson, armed robbery, mayhem.
Wait a moment. What have you got in your mouth?
Nothing,
eh? Lyle.
Gum.
Chewing gum online, eh? I hope you brought enough for everybody.
I didn't know there was going to be so many.
Boy, is he strict.
Gotta get in there close and find out what's happening.
There's our ticket.
Hey, boys! Look what I got here! Hey, where are the white women at?
Pretty, I like that.
Be ready to attack Rock Ridge at noon tomorrow. Here's your badge.
Badges? We don't need no stinking badges. Oh, no.
Next! Qualifications.
Stampeding cattle.
That's not much of a crime.
Through the Vatican?
Kinky. Sign here.
Oh. Why, Rat! How many times have I told you to wash up after weekly cross-burning? See, it's coming off.
And now, for my next impression, Jesse Owens.
Seize them! Catch them! Catch them!
Burn up, men! We'll head them off at the pass!
Head them off at the pass? I hate that cliché.
What you...
Say hello.
Hello.
Listen to me and listen to me good. Mm. I want you to get all the brothers together. Round up all the lumber, canvas, paint, and nails you can lay your hands on. Mm-hmm. And meet me tonight 3 miles due east of Rock Ridge at midnight. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks a lot, brother.
What's happening?
What was it?
Man, we gotta get some nails, a canvas, and a wagon.
All right, folks, I know you're a bit confused, wondering what you're doing out in the middle of the prairie in the middle of the night.
You bet your ass.
I'm here. Now, before the sun comes up, we're going to build on this site an exact replica of the town of Rock Ridge. Every building, every storefront, every rock, and every tree. Right down to the orange roof on Howard Johnson's outhouse.
Ah, I get it. And tomorrow, when Hedley Lamarr and his men come riding in to destroy the real Rock Ridge, they'll actually be destroying the fake Rock Ridge. But they'll think that it's the real Rock Ridge, but we'll know that it's the fake Rock Ridge.
How are we going to do it? We ain't got the time and we ain't got the people.
Wrong. There's why.
Who the hell are they?
Railroad workers. They've agreed to help us make our dream come true. And all they ask in return is a little plot of land they can call their own, the homestead. Now, what do you say?
All right. We'll give some land to the niggers and the chinks. But we don't want the Irish.
Everybody.
No deal.
Oh, prairie shit. Everybody.
Oh, Lord! Do we have the strength to carry on this mighty task in one night? Or are we just jerking off?
Amen.
All right.
Okay, we have done it. Now let's see what we have done.
about to embark on a great crusade to stamp out runaway decency in the West. Now you will only be risking your lives, whilst I will be risking an almost certain Academy Award nomination for Best Supporting Actor. Now raise your right hand for the pledge. Right! Now repeat after me. I. Your name?
Your name.
Schmucks. Pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
To Hedley Lamarr.
To Hedley Lamarr.
That's Hedley.
That's Hedley.
And to the evil.
And to the evil.
For which he stands.
For which he stands.
Now go to that voodoo that you do so well.
All the happiness, we are in trouble. Yep, we forgot one little detail.
Well, nothing's missing. Everything's here down to the last hitching post.
People. There's no people.
Hey, no, don't panic. Don't panic. We just made a perfect copy of Rock Ridge. Now, all we got to do is make perfect copies of ourselves.
But they'll be here in half an hour.
Right, so we got to start working fast. Now, you men start working on the dummies. Jim and Mongo, come with me. I got an idea that'll slow them down to a crawl.
All right, let's go. Right.
Come on. You guys, go over there. Come on.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
The pyramid flew away. Now, what'll that asshole think of next? Is anybody got a dime?
Oh, yeah. I don't have a dime.
Somebody's got to go back and get a shitload of dimes. Hurry up, speed it up, or we ain't ever going to get to Rock Ridge. Come on, move him through, move him through. God, man.
Well, they're through the toll booth.
Look at this. They're buying it.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Nothing.
What are we going to do? Any minute now, they're going to discover that the town is fake and pull out.
Jim, baby, you think you could squeeze off a little shot from here and set off the dynamite down there?
I'll give it a try.
Forward, keep this man's eye keen and may God bless.
Yeah.
Give them a push. You'll be surprised. You're doing the French mistake. Voila!
All right, cut! Wrong! Okay, just watch me. It's so simple, you sissy Marys. Give me the playback and watch me bang it.
Throw out your hands, stick out your tush, and on your hips, give them a push. You'll be surprised you're doing the French mistake. Voila!
Shit. Have you got it?
Yes.
Sounds like steam escaping. Action! Okay, oh, wait till I get out. Wait till I get out. Okay. Playback!
Throw out your hands. Take out your push. Hands on your hips. Give them a push.
Doing here? This is a closed set.
Piss on you. I'm working for Mel Brooks.
Not in the face. Thank you.
Everybody, come on, girls.
Parked over by the commissary.
You broke your vicious.
How many days you have left, Joey?
They lose me right after the bunker scene.
This is our studio commissary, where some Hollywood stars come to eat. Keep in line. And now we'll go to the special effects department.
Yankee bean soup, coleslaw, and tuna surprise.
Drop your beads. One, please. Student?
Are you kidding?
Pain in the ass.
Look, Herman, I'm in Hedy Lamarr's shoes.
Hedley. Raisinets?
Hey, why
Sorry.
Shit. Freeze it. Okay, Lamar. Go be a gun.
Wait. I'm unarmed.
All right. We'll settle it like men. With our fists.
Sorry, I just remembered. I am armed. How did he do such fantastic stunts with such little feet?
Wow, you shot the bad guy.
Well, what do you want to do now?
Come on, let's check out the end of the flick.
Yeah. Gee, I sure hope there's a happy ending. I love a happy ending.
Sheriff, you can't go now. We need you.
The work here is done. I'm needed elsewhere now. I'm needed wherever outlaws rule the West. Wherever innocent women and children are afraid to walk the streets. Wherever a man cannot live in simple dignity. And wherever a people cry out for justice.
Bullshit!
All right, you caught me. Speak the plain truth. It's getting pretty damn dull around here.
Good luck, Bart. And God bless you. Oh, Bart! Bye, baby, bro.
Keep the faith, brothers!
Where are you headed, cowboy?
Nowhere special.
Nowhere special. I always wanted to go there.
Come on.